All right, good morning. We are rolling, and man, I got a lot of stuff as always today, and we're going to kick things off as usual. I got it all laid out, and coming off of a lot of work, man, I've been up and at it, and we hear a lot of good things going on. So let's do this. We'll get rolling. I think today you're gonna be like, wow, this is pretty cool what we got happening. Are we sharing? Let me see if it's up there yet. Is it up? There we go. I'm gonna hit today all about the database and growing the database. We got so many things right now. What you have to be thinking about is getting your numbers up, and we'll kind of hit a lot of you with some stuff. I talked to a lot of guys during the week, and Mikey out in California, Armendariz, kind of got me going down a path a little bit. I think it'll make good sense. But if you have any issues, go to support. You've got ideas, we want them. If you are speaking, if you're a $100,000 earner, we want to hear from you. We want to put you on the program. And what a great team of people we've got going on that. We're still running the same system. And, our numbers, I know that our numbers are down on our intro to money and Thursdays and stuff like that, because we've got a lot of content where you can send out whatever you want to do. But I think that I'm going to continue doing this primarily because I think it's a good opportunity for you to be able to manage your people and say, hey, how many you got coming on Monday? How many you got coming on on Thursday, that kind of deal. So you want to just keep rolling on that. Sunday night, our fundamentals, we had over 700, by the way, logins on Saturday. So that was, a big day. And between Saturday and Sunday, I'm telling you, it was as good as it gets. So now what about next month? What are we doing? All right, next month, the Sales Team Pro kickoff meeting is Tenacity Meets Technology, How to Integrate Old School and the New School to Build Your Business. So we're going to pick out, I'm going to say, hey, give me those ideas that you did that you could now integrate. Let me give you a perfect example. I'm gonna give you two real quick that I did. The kind of stuff that you say, never heard of that one. Well, here's what I did. I hit every daycare in Nashville, every daycare. I mean, if it was a daycare, I went to every single daycare and I dropped in on them, talked to the daycare person and said, I wanna do a college seminar, college planning seminar, for your parents. And next thing you know, I ended up doing all that stuff. I had one daycare center. This lady referred me, let me do it. I recruited a guy. That guy, I recruited like 60 people through that guy. And that's how I got to RVP. And so that's one example. Okay, how would I integrate that now? Well, of course, we would enter them in the database. We would follow up and do all the kind of stuff that goes along with it. Another idea that I did, I connected up with the childbirth class at one of the hospitals, and I would go in there and talk about money in one of the childbirth classes. What about that? New parents, childbirth, learn how to handle your money, that kind of deal. No telling how much business I did off of that. So it's just stuff out there. So then you integrate it. So we're going to do that, integrate it, that kind of thing. So that's the next month. I've heard a lot of good responses from you guys about the marketing conference. We're going to be sending out the survey to give you kind of an idea about what that's going on. And the main thing about Nashville is you come down here. I like to have fun in addition to making money. So you'll have plenty of time to have fun and make money, that kind of deal. We're going to be hitting that up. I talked to you about it, music, marketing, and money. You'll be able to, we're going to do all kinds of good stuff. So anyhow, but the plan is $100,000 come in, earners come in a day early, and we have a golf tournament on Friday. We'll start, we're going to have plenty of free time, though, breakouts, that kind of deal. So anyway, so put that, Bree's putting together the survey, kind of get an idea, and then we're going to start working on which venue we're going to do it at. So new things are always happening. The Android app and the Apple app are our contacts going into the database have dramatically increased as a result of this. If you look, Steve, we talked about the inside and outside of Primerica with the chart. Ultimately, as this sort feature comes through, you're going to say, give me a list of everybody that has assets outside of Primerica that we don't have, and in order from top to bottom based on how much they have. The FNA email campaign and landing page is up and at it with the 30-day recruit series, the stimulus check campaign, pipeline and pending report. I'm working on that to give you an idea of what we're going to do with that. The pipeline and pending report, Steve, is putting together. It's going to be the equivalent of a task list. And so you'll put it in and say, these are in my pipeline. This is what I see happening. This is what I think I can earn and all that kind of stuff. And then you hit pending when they go in process to make sure you go ahead and get paid. So now you're going to have a system to where you just go right into Sales Team Pro. You're going to know what you've got. It'll help you, like in my case with, you know, my assistant, you know, that's handling stuff. So I don't have to keep asking where we're at, and we're going to be able to sort everything under the sun. We also got the money principles for professional practices. I'm going to go ahead and show you that. Check out what Bree has done here. Watch this. This is the landing page that we have done. Where is it? Right here. And hold on just a second. So let's see what I'm doing. Sorry about that. And how good is this? Is that looking good? That's what happens when you have great people working. Her and Lucas are doing this. This is the landing page. We're also going to have to where it's a straight series where you'll be able to do that. So if you want to advertise it, do whatever you want to do. Look at that. Is that cool? All right. Optimize your finances, make sense of money. Okay. How about that? Money principles for professionals, free webinar series. You'll be able to crank that thing up, send it out, do whatever you want to do on it. So we got that. Let me get back to the slides and we get into what we're doing. So now here's the question. With all of these tools, what's stopping you from winning big? All right. How about that? What's stopping you? Well, let's see. Maybe it's time to make a decision to get committed and go to work. What do you think? Ed, what do you think about that? Is that probably the answer to it all? You know, I mean, think about it. Guys, I used to go out on these, I was cruising along and I would go to a fast start school or a big event, and I would have my notes out there and I'd say, man, get committed. You got to go to work. Get committed. You got to go to work. Right? I mean, get committed, go to work. And so one day I got committed and I went to work, and people asked me, they said, well, how hard did you work? How committed were you? Well, I said to them, I said, well, during about a 4-year period, I outworked 100,000 people. How about that? All right. And nobody outworked me. Nobody did more than what I did. I mean, and guess what? My business exploded. All right. I went from hating life at a $10,000 base shop to doing a $100,000 base shop to doing, you know, $1 million a week in production in my base shop in securities production, was recruiting 30 people, but licensing 20 at least every month. And guys, if you license 10 right now in the company, you're one of the top in the company, 10 a month. And I was licensing 20, 25 people a month. So what I did is I did get committed and I did go to work. And so I've had people say, yeah, you got that big database, so therefore it's different. Okay. Well, what I'm going to talk to you today about is how to get the big database and what happens and what you have to be thinking about to get the big database. And then what you have is you have a system. All right. Now, let me give you an idea of the system. I look back over the last 30 days. I've had 52 appointments, okay, in the last 30 days. I run this business. I run my business. I had 9 days I was out of town, okay, played golf, did all that kind of stuff. I got a life. I've got a business. I've got all this stuff. How did I do it? Well, I have a system, all right? And we're going to talk about the system. So Let's think about this to begin with. All things being equal, the bigger the database, the bigger the opportunity to sell and recruit. We give an example. Back in the days when we were paper and all that kind of stuff, if you had a bigger stack, okay, of names, you had a bigger opportunity to recruit and to sell. All right. So let's talk about it. On Sales Team Pro, there's a rolling 7-day goal that you should set. If you go right into your contacts and you look at right below contacts, it'll say you have entered X number of contacts in the last 7 days. I put that in there because one of the things that I've always believed is this, is that you capture what you've done in the last 7 days and you have out into the future what you're going to get done. All right. So what happens is a system. And what is the system? So in my case, how many appointments did I do in the last 7 days? And how many do I have already booked out into the future? Art used to say this, if you wait till Monday to get your week started, you already lost your week, right? Well, when you go in here, you start looking, you say, well, if I want to have consistent results, I have to have consistent activity. And one of the ways to have consistent activity is to have consistent prospecting. And if you have consistent prospecting, you will ultimately have consistent appointments and appointments that equals money. So if you go in there and you say, well, you know, Art used to say you need to go talk to 5 to 10 people a day. All right. Well, if you go in and you say, well, if I did that and I said last seven days, I would need to have 35 new people entered in the last 7 days. All right. So that's 5 a day. Now I'm going to talk today about where you get that. Okay. So what happens is you start thinking, so, well, I have a system to where every day I wake up, I need to have at least 35 on that chart. Okay. So now what do? You do the work. And when you do the work, more customers and recruits. All right. So the first step to more customers is the word more, which means more of every part that goes into the sales cycle. So let's think about this. The second step is to optimize every part of the selling cycle. So what we do, the starting mindset is more, okay? We're gonna do more, all right? If you wanna grow your business, more customers, okay? More frequency in purchase and more volume in which they purchase, all right? One of the things I did on that time and consistency slide, the company had, if you save $200 a month, age 25, and you do that, okay? And well, $200 a month, they had that $200 a month 15 years ago, something like that, all right? So now what we got is $200 a month. I changed it to $1,000 a month, right? Because I wanted to get more volume. And what I learned was that people, you know, I did a $4,000 a month bank draft just recently on a customer. I met with them and they were making money. I just take 20% of what they're doing. I said, look, you're making, you know, $200,000 a year. We should do $4,000 a month, right? And so anyway, so the second step in it is we're going to raise the volume, but we're going to optimize. The starting point of optimizing is your front end system. What is your front end capture of a name? What about that? All right. You have to have a specific plan in order to grow the database. So if you wake up every day and you say to yourself, I'm going to have a plan to grow my database. That's what I got to do. I have to have a front end capture system. So then you say, what happens before the name, right? Because that's what causes the names to grow. So we go in, we say, well, I've got a specific plan. I want to grow my database. What happens before the name, right? Think about that. What happens before the name? Okay, what am I doing on the front side of getting the name? Because that's the cause and effect. I have to have some kind of plan to put myself in front of people so I can get the name. So then what happens? what happens after the name, right? So now what we're doing is we're saying, okay, I got the name and I got to optimize everything before and after the name. Think about that. Before and after the name. So I ask myself, what goes on before? What's my plan? I got to have something to get the pipeline prospecting. Then I have something after the name, right? And then I start doing the work in the law of large numbers. All right. So let me give you some examples. You want to have a big database. All right. Here's the first thing. You say, well, if I get five a day, all right, which is about 30 a week if you're working 6 days, all right, what's going to happen is five a day is going to give you 1,825 names. All right. Now, if you believe in the fact that if they're qualified, all right, they're going to buy financial services from somebody at some point in time. They are going to do business with somebody at some point in time. Might as well be you, right? So now what we're going to do is we're going to be adding five new ones. And then what's going to happen is you're going to wake up a year later, you got 1,825 names. You go into your settings page and you, every 6 months, you know, you're going to contact these people. And now you just attempted to close 3,650 people. That's 28 a day that you wake up and do. And in a minute, I'm going to bring Bree on and she'll give you some ideas on what we do. But the long and short of it is 28 a day. You back that out and you say, well, 28 a day, if I reach out to 28 people a day, how much time does that involve? Well, in many cases, you call, you don't hear from them, you leave a message, okay? You text them, you email them, whatever it is. But at the end of the day, it might be a couple hours, something like that. So you go out and you do that. Now that's 3,650 attempts to get something done. You're starting to get the law of large numbers on your side. That's five a day for 1 year, all right? Now you're out there, you say, where do you get the five? I don't know. You got all kinds of ways. That's where you go and say, what's on the front end? You got marketing, okay? You've got events, you've got out and about, you're just doing whatever, you got referrals, you got all these different ways. But at the end of the day, you get five a day. So you go meet somebody and get 10 referrals. Well, that's 2 days. And then you look at your last 7 days and you say, hey, my number was 35. Okay. Then I want it in a week, 30 in a week. And then every 6 months, I'm going to do this and I'm going to follow up. Now I got 3,650 attempts. You teach your team to do one a day. One a day is one more name than someone who is dead could get. All right. So they could get one a day. You start talking about prospecting. You go, hey, if they get one a day, all they got to do is get 10 referrals from one transaction. That's 10 of their days. At the end of a year, they have 3,650 names in there. They follow up every 6 months. You got 7,300. So now you add all the names in your database. You now have 5,475 in the database. And Sales Team Pro is going to contact them 20 times a year, automated. Now we've got 109,000 email touches. All right. You've been reaching out. You've been talking to your team about reaching out. And Sales Team Pro is running 109,000 touches over the last 12 months. And then you start up again, roll that system. One day you wake up, your database is like mine. I got 9,900 names in there in my database. I got 9,900 names. They're getting contacted. They're getting all this kind of stuff. I got Bree on the phone. Next thing you know, the law of large numbers happens. And you know what? When it happens, things start happening. All right. And in your mind, you need to be thinking, how quickly and consistently can I go work and grow my database and my team's database? All right. So here's what you got to realize about your database. Your database is future do nothing income if you commit to putting in all the data. So you want to run your business with a mindset that data's king. The more people I have in there, the more opportunity I can reach out to them and the timing is going to happen and you're going to end up getting business. So you want to commit to no more lost names. When you get a name, get that name in the database. You want to commit to knowing your customers, which allows you to get referrals. Commit to following up until they purchase or become a recruit. Think about that over and over and over again. Follow up, follow up, follow up. Okay. And then one day you wake up and you have a system. So now, what would be the easiest way to grow the database? It's always referrals. How about that? Always referrals in the warm market. So, you know, I was talking to Tommy about his field training and he's like, man, I can't even keep up with all the appointments I got. All right. And so how do you do that? It's always by referrals in warm market. Okay. Why do customers refer? That's the first question you got to ask yourself. Why do they refer you? All right. Well, they refer you for one reason. They trust you. If you've come across shady, all right, pushy, all right, you're not providing value, you don't return phone calls, you don't do the stuff that would create trust, all right, then they don't refer you. But then you have other people that if you've done the job and you can't help, they're like, hey, I got somebody I need you to talk to. Now watch this. Once the trust is established, to max out, you need a formal documented referral system. So let's talk, I'm just going through this whole process of developing what we do. So now the first question is, how do we go develop trust? Okay. Well, we develop trust by getting to know the clients and recruits. You don't just get trust, you build trust by doing what you're supposed to be doing. And if you do what you're supposed to be doing, you have things happen like what I had happen. Okay. So Saturday, all right, I had a referral. This referral was from a client of mine. All right. And this client's been with me forever. They know me, they trust me, and they sent me an email. Okay. Now I wanted to kind of explain a little something how I did this. So I'm gonna call on Bree. So Bree, the appointment that you set Saturday was a referral. Okay. So talk about how you contact referrals. Okay. That I get and what you say when it comes to doing stuff like that. So Bree, you there?
Yep. Hi. All right. Yeah. So, I reach out to the person that we were referred to and I say, hey, this is Bree calling from Roy Matlock's office. And so-and-so is who, you know, Betty, who you know, is a client of Roy's and has been for some time. And Betty mentioned that she really feels like Roy's services could benefit you and that Roy would be a good person to work with. And so this person that you worked with on Saturday, she was very receptive because she says, oh yeah, sure. I know Betty. I've known Betty for years and that would be great. Yeah, I'd be interested. And so it's just a lot easier to book the appointment because it's coming from someone that they already trust and know. And so we got that appointment booked. And then I had another referral this week and spoke with a gentleman and he said, oh yeah, sure. I know Ron so well. And so I'd be interested in chatting with Roy. Right now I've got someone that I've worked with for a while, but he's getting on in years and I don't think he's going to be working much longer. So I definitely want to meet with Roy because I'll want to switch when he retires. So it's just a lot easier when you reach out to a referral.
And so, and guys, so understand that Bree calls all my referrals. Okay. Did y'all hear that? All right. She calls them. And I honestly, I think possibly it's more credibility that I don't call. How about that? All right. So as you're thinking about expanding your system, one of the things you want to do is think about, all right, what if it's even a better way to have someone else call? Now, so over time, you're going to start building your database. You're going to start reinvesting money back into your system. And then part of the system is consistent follow-up. So Bree, how you've been working now, how long? We've been doing this for how long? Where you've been working the database?
I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
When did we start, where you started working the database?
It's been a year and a half
now
that I've been doing that for you.
Okay, and about how many dials do you do every day?
Between 20 and 40 probably each day. Just in the follow-ups alone each month that we have scheduled, there's about 300 follow-ups scheduled each month that I call on. Those are broken up throughout the weekday when I call. And then we've got the annual reviews. I call on the birthdays, the end of terms. And then I have people calling in that are reaching out to you that I'm returning those phone calls. So about 20 to 40 at least every day.
How about that? Did y'all hear that? All right. So 20 to 40. That we're doing, plus we're getting referrals in. All right. So what's happening is the law of large numbers are kicking in. Does that make sense? And then on average, how many appointments do you generally book a week for me?
So you do appointments Mondays and Tuesdays and Saturdays. And I typically get you about 8 appointments on a Monday, and Tuesdays are more of a half day for you because you do this call. So about 6 or 7 typically, and then Saturdays anywhere from 2 to 6. So what is that, about probably 20 or so?
15 or 20 appointments book, and they usually have about a dozen to 15 that will keep. All right. And I know my personal pipeline, guys, right now I've got about $100,000 in commissions in my personal pipeline. All right. That's sitting right now. And one of the reasons that I got with Steve to do this pipeline was because I can't even keep up with it. And I mean, because when you have a system like this, and so anyway, thanks, Bree. I'm going to get back to where we're at on this, and I want to just keep going, and then we're going to have some comments on it. So one of the things you have to do is, if you want to crank up your referral system, you got to get to know your clients. And so one of the things we do a great job of is keeping up. You know, we're always doing that. She follows up on all my phone calls. So we have a live answer all the time. We're always providing high value, and you need to create credibility online. All right. People check you out. I mean, if you've got anything you do, it's amazing to me how people just don't pay attention to stuff. They put stupid stuff into their profiles. They don't do the things they should do. And you want to have credibility online. And so over time, you'll start doing things. You know, I do all kinds of stuff. I've always known that I needed to work from a high level of credibility. All right. And I do that by creating
check, you know, 1, 2,
content, all that kind of stuff to be able to make that happen. So then once you have the foundation, you combine it with a documented referral system, and that'll be your next explosion. So let's talk about building trust. Okay. All right. I jumped it. Oh, hold on. I did it again. Okay. All right. So what happens is, the prototype for me has always been high numbers, high credibility. I want to create a prototype that people can go through. If you're one of my guys, you should sit there and say, look, high credibility, always marketing, all right? And then the numbers, you start working the numbers. And so then you have a referral system, and I'm gonna finish with this. Your referral system will have 3 parts built in it, okay? The first one is the before the referral part, okay? So this is before you present, you open up, and here's the way you might be able to say it. Hey, I wanna thank you for your time. And in most cases, okay, if I'm meeting with people who already know what's going on, it's interesting tonight, I've got 2 field training appointments that that'll be doing. So, but thank you for your time. I wanted to let you know that we do work with clients anywhere in the U.S. now with Zoom and everything that's going on. So if you have a friend or family member that could use advice like I'll be sharing with you, let me know and I'll reach out to them. So that's the before, okay? The second is the during. When you're on an appointment, while I'm preparing your proposal, if you would take a minute, jot down any of the friends or family that should hear about this information, and I'll make sure and reach out to them. And then the after is during every contact, ask them if they run into anyone recently they would like me to reach out to help them with their money. So I'm going to have a before system, a during system, and an after system. All right. Then I'm going to use my follow-up system that is automated, birthdays, 6-month check-ins, annual reviews, which what Bruce talked about, holidays, an occasional text message, maybe even a video text, all right, specific emails each month. You can set up the automated where we get the series and do whatever. Invitations to events, that would be seminars, webinars, dinners. And before you know it, what's happened is you are so out there in front of them, everything seems to occur. You got social media where you can use social media. You got landing pages. You got all these different things to go along with it. So with all that being said, today was about, you know, it's the beginning lead in of what I would say is the next kickoff, which is how are we going to connect all this up and get some of this stuff going. But we got some new, let's see who we got here. Hold on 1 second. I was going to call in some people and let me see here a second. Hey, by the way, I hear my guys slammed it on Sunday night. How about that? Great training. I got great ideas on that. So anyway, what I want to do is, let's see here. Mark, what's up, Mark? Hey, buddy. Mark Forrester. Mark. Hey, Forrester.
Hey. Yeah. Hey, Roy. How's it going today?
Hey, good. Give us some ideas here.
Yeah. So again, I've been utilizing a lot of the email campaigns, and they've been really kind of working out. Again, the phone app, still going through a bunch of those names, following up with people. I did a little How Money Works seminar at a salon yesterday, which was kind of crazy, but got a referral from an email campaign that we sent out. And, the girl's saying, hey, we're kind of not too busy tomorrow. Can you come in and just chat with a couple of us? So, you know, small group, 4 or 5 young ladies, but picked up, all 4 appointments from them. So it's a consistency of, as your list showed, being in front of people so that when, they think about, oh, we need to set up something, college planning for the kids. Hey, let's call this guy here who works with your mom. And lo and behold, this generation, they're, 24, 26 in there, they're entrepreneurs, they're young ladies getting going. And, they've got young families. It's like, oh yeah, that guy was pretty cool. He brought a little Easter basket in too, a couple of weeks back for your mom. Let's chat with him. So that really worked out pretty good. So I'm starting to toy around with some of these video things. And, there's just a variety of different techniques to reach out to our market. The world is now our market. And so we've got to become a customer. That's right. That's right. So we've got to become accustomed now to changing, to do business in different ways. So I'm trying to train a couple people here in the office to really leverage that because I can't imagine, doing all this. It's just, you can't do it. So there's so many new tools and we're just trying to leverage everything we can. And, last month was about 400 and something thousand of securities that came through some life. So we're getting kind of this big ball of momentum continuing to roll. I love the annual review things that were sent out. So people are calling in and all this kind of stuff just needs consistency. I was in the office here Sunday night. I've always done this every Sunday night. I'll come into the office. I came in a little earlier, Sunday afternoon. Most people are home having dinner, and you could effectively reach, book 6 appointments just, by calling about 13 different people from different emails and text messages. So there's just so much to do in this new changing environment. And it's just, you need the tools to allow us to adapt and to reach out and touch people. STP is the greatest tool for doing that. So,
hey guys, I'm telling you, one day if you consistently prospect and get your database built, you will get to a point where you can't get around to all of the people that want to meet with you. And I know it. And when you have that happening, you're sitting there, you're like, man, I mean, it's just, but it's that way. And when I say that to you, I mean, that's why you want to just keep getting more organized, more optimized, more delegation, all that kind of stuff. Aaron Fisher, what's going on, buddy? Tell us something good. Aaron, all right. Are you there?
Yep. Hey. I'm here. Can you hear me?
Hey, buddy. What's going on, man?
Hey, what you just said is the last statement. That's what I've been experiencing. We've been working STP for about a year, and you know, you hear a lot of folks saying, well, I don't get the results, it's not worth the effort. But you stick with it. I mean, this last 2 months, I just can't keep up with it. And so it's been good. So those that, you know, are still feeling that way, stick with it. You know, I have stories after stories of things that I'm experiencing now that I've never experienced before doing it this way now.
Well, you know, doing it, when you do it right, sometimes it doesn't happen quite as quickly. We'll give you an example, guys. I went back on the radio, and it was January. It's 2 years ago in January. And I'm just going to give you the truth of the matter. The radio is a pain in the butt. I mean, everything about it, I go in there once a week and I record it. When I first got started, I went on and did it on the weekends live. And I was like, man, there's no way I'm tying up my weekends and stuff like that. But I go in there and I spend an hour or so every week. I spend probably another hour getting it together. And so I spend about 2 hours a week. So every week I'm spending 2 hours. And when I first started doing the radio, it cost me 60 grand a year to do it. All right. So I put 60 grand into my credibility. And when I first got started with it, very, very little results on it. People didn't know. Now the phone is ringing consistently all the time. I go out into the marketplace and people say, oh, I've heard you, all that kind of stuff. So I've been grinding this thing for 2 years. All right. And this is what you got to realize. When you start marketing yourself and branding yourself, it takes time. All right. But before you know it, you are a well-known person in your world, in your database. So you want to just keep on trucking and doing that. So good, Aaron, I appreciate you saying that. And I just see sometimes what people want is an easy route. I wish that Sales Team Pro was the answer. Okay. To where you didn't have to work, all right, and you could make a lot of money, but it's not the case. But if you work it, what'll happen is one day you'll have an ongoing source of people that know you, like you. Eventually they trust you and they refer you. And I just had a guy today, I'll tell you, we had two recruits, I had one yesterday and today, and in both instances, they watched the videos before we talked to them. And then it was just a matter of signing them up. All right. And I can't imagine how many times that I did a presentation to somebody and they're like, it sounds interesting. Okay. That kind of deal. All right. And I just spent like 30, 40 minutes of my time. I remember days when I get done, I talked so long and I lost my voice, that kind of deal. Stephanie, I haven't heard from you in a while. Are you there? What's up, Stephanie? Stephanie. All right, let me see if Stephanie can get on here. Okay, let's keep going. Hey, Dan O'Deck, what's up, man? Let's see all these guys.
How much, man?
Hey,
how are you guys doing?
Hey, tell me something good. I know, how are you using things? Hey guys, I want to try to keep going down the path of giving great ideas. So what are you doing right now?
Yeah, well, myself, I'm calling out everybody. I'm mortgage licensed, so we're doing a lot of follow-up with the mortgage campaigns and so forth. I've got my assistant, which is my beautiful wife. She does the follow-ups on those as well. Been cranking a lot of investments right now just because of, you know, hey, end of the year, let's take a look at what's going on, opening up some SEPs and some simples there to take care of that. And the big thing is kind of blasting out the email on the front end with whatever area we're going to be following up on,
list. Do you have a system where you're sending so many each week and following up, or what are you doing?
Yeah, what we did, it's kind of like in March, what we focused on was getting the retirement plans. And so we kind of compiled that list based upon what the home office had given us, plus what we got in the system and updated with the new enhancements to STP. And then sent out the blast to a group of those. Then that was on the front of the list, and then made those phone calls and follow-ups at the end of that first week, sent out the next batch, and then made those follow-ups, and then we're able to circle back around and clean up anything that was missed in the way. So,
and see, one of the things too, guys, if you do what he just said, if I send an email out to Dano and I say, hey, Dano, Roy Matlock, I was just following up with you about the email I sent you, okay? If he didn't get it, hey, I just want to let you know, I sent you an email and I don't know if you got it or not, but here's why I'm calling. Okay. If they didn't open. So you can go in and look, and the way you know what list it is you create a list called a custom list that is dated, you know, week ending April 10th or whatever. And then once you do that, you can pull that list up, and that's your call follow-up list. Okay. So you look and you go right through that. We can maybe show that. So yeah. See, yep. That's a consistent marketing plan is what it is.
And the big enhancement with the being able to schedule those out now is literally I can go in there one time, kind of gather up the list, just take those particular people right off the list. And then, you know, that batch goes out tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. Then the next batch will go out Wednesday next week. And so it's automatically, like we always talk about, in the background, the system's working while we're on the front end actually just kind of trying to farm it.
What you do, and what I'm going to be, what this kickoff's going to be is tenacity, which what is tenacity? You got to go do it, right? You got to go. If you, hey, you can send out all these emails, but if you never follow up, yeah, you'll get something every once in a while. But if you take and combine the ways of grinding it out like we always do, and then add technology on the back end, then you get like 1 + 1 = 10. And that's what it's all about. So, hey, Annie, what's going on, Annie? Annie, what are you doing?
Hey, Roy, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. I appreciate you helping us on all this stuff. So,
yeah. Well, I'm so excited. Yeah, we have been increasing our securities like never before. It's in the thousands percent increase. Good. I've never seen anything like it, you know? But we are really leveraging STP and really on it, you know, to reach out to as many people as possible. So yeah, our numbers have increased tremendously.
So tell me, give us one idea that you're doing using Sales Team Pro to grow your business.
So for sure, one of the things that I'm doing is as soon as I put in a contact, I go into my list and I qualify them. And then I go into campaigns and I pre-schedule like 2 years in advance.
Oh, there you go. 2 years.
Uh-huh. 2 years. So, you know, like maybe every the first 3 months, I'll send something every month and then every other month, and I can go as far as I want. Right. So that way I don't have to remember to do this in the future. Right. But I also set them up for every 6 months. So so I'm starting to get texts like, OK, you need to follow up with this person. And sometimes I didn't put any notes in the beginning. I didn't put notes of who they were. So I, you know, then I go in and I schedule them for all the emails, and then I schedule them to follow up on the phone to see who they were, you know.
And guys, and Annie, I don't know if you're doing, are you using the voice notes?
No, not yet.
Well,
not
listen, yet. Guys, I promise you, of all the things that we added those voice notes are the bomb. I mean,
so I have a question.
Yes.
I tried to, I went in there and I looked at it and I said, oh, this is great. You know, cause I had that idea before. So what do? You do it in your phone and then you copy the file?
That's cool to how you do it. I mean, I do it in my phone and so I use the voice notes for a couple things. So I'll get done and I've got an iPhone and I record it. And it's usually about a minute and a half. And when I do that, what it allows me to do, it's almost like take me right back in time to when I was talking to that person, when I hear it. So then before I do the follow-up or whatever, I play that, listen in, it reminds me what all we're doing. And then from there, if I do it on my phone, I can upload it through my phone, or you can actually do the same thing if you do it on your computer. And we'll go in there and do that. And then what I do is I make sure that Bree and Sherry, who handles all of my stuff, they know what's going on. And then actually Bree uploads a lot of it. Sometimes I'll just, email it. Sometimes I upload it. But at the end of the day, when I get back and I have another appointment, I just add that note. I mean, I just had one I just did. And so anyway, we'll go through that.
That's an awesome idea.
Hey, Stephanie, what's going on? I see you're up. Tell us something.
Thank you. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Sorry about that. I swear every time you call on me, I'm driving still and it drives me nuts. So I tried to get on, but it wasn't good enough service. Anyway, I just wanted to say that this is probably the best training I've seen in a very long time and exactly what our team needs. So I'm super excited about this and to have some of them on there. And you can't make it any more exact and step by step, but told you before that I hired a new assistant, Hannah, starting March 1st, and that has been a complete game changer for me. I can't even begin to explain what that's done for me. The first thing I had her do was help me with the IRA campaign, and first of all, it was calling everybody on the phone and updating, you know, all our contacts and stuff like that, and, you know, doing the database, and she's just been working really hard at doing that. And then we sent out the IRA campaign through Sales Team Pro. And even though she got several people to do investments just by talking to them on the phone, the campaign got several more people to call back in. And it was incredible. I'm just so excited. We haven't even touched the surface of this yet, but I feel like it's exactly what I needed. I am so thankful.
Well, good. Well, and you know, the, all of this stuff, you know, it's a lot. Okay. And we're going to add more. I mean, I'm always adding more because, you know, one of the things I have with Steve is, Steve, I tell Steve, what I want. Steve understands what I want now because he's been around so long. And then Steve implements. And, when it comes to the programming, let me show you guys, while we're doing it, the question was, how do you do this stuff? And so let's go into Sales Team Pro and do. So when you go in here, what I do is, let me go to my apps here. Hold on a second, guys. I may have to come back out of here. So on my computer, now this is a Mac, keep in mind. So hang on a second. Okay. Let's do this first. Okay, so let me stop share. Let's go to my desktop. Okay. So you can see right here. So what I do is I go in. So these are my, can y'all see my voice notes on here? All recordings?
Voice notes? Yes.
Okay, so here's my voice memos. So what I do is I go in and I date them based on when I did the appointment, okay? So then these things in an Apple, they show up in downloads, all right? Now, what I also do, because my phone is tied into it, I always record them on my phone, okay? Now, a lot of the times, I'll turn around from there and I will send them over to Bree and Sherry. And the reasoning behind that is they need, I want them to hear the stuff. Okay. So I turn around and do that. All right. Let me see if it's resuming. Oh, stop share, try it again. Just one more time. So then what will happen is they will in turn put it in there. So let me give you an example. Like this is what I did Saturday. Let me try this. All right, where is she at? Sorry. Okay, so here's one I did. Okay, and I think it's already been uploaded. Yeah, so there it is. So what you do, if you want to add another note to it, you would do add new audio note. Okay, right there. See that? You would select it and you would go in and find whatever you're doing. Does that make sense? And you would, wherever you save your notes at, you would go in there and do that. And then you would upload it. Okay. And then it would be sitting just like that. And then if you want to play it, all you got to do when you go to the contact card is just hit the play button and you can hear whatever you're doing right there. So that's how that works. And I'm telling you, to me, it's the greatest thing that we've added because I work like, I mean, when I have 50 appointments, and I'm going right to the next appointment. Now I'm taking notes also, just so you guys know, when I'm talking to the customer, I have this, and so I date it. So now I got my written notes, and then I've got my audio, all right? And then I can take a picture of those notes, send it over to Sherry or Bree. I then have the audio. They know exactly what's going on. And Bree will take from the audio notes if I say, hey, let's follow up on them in 10 days. She'll put that in there, and she'll have the notes to know what to follow up on. So when she calls them, she knows exactly what's going on. By the way, this is the, see, it says your last 5 contacts in the last 7 days, 5 contacts in the last 7 days. So that's the thing I showed you there. So anyway, so I hope that kind of helps. Let's see who else we got. Herb Freeland, I hadn't heard from you in a while. Herb, what's going on, buddy?
Herb. It's going great, buddy. Going great. You know, I loved what you talked about. Why aren't you having big success? And you got to go to work. And I remember Roy too, the first 5 years in the business, got up early, stayed late, the first one into the office, last one to leave. And, but we didn't have the system in place back at that time. And now we've got the system and I'm totally grateful, excited, just passionate about what Sales Team Pro is doing. We just hired a new assistant, a second assistant. And so we're making calls. Our goal is to get through all of our contact bases now. Within the next 90 days, I think it's probably going to take a little bit more, like maybe 120 days. And then we're setting up a 6-month follow-up with all of our life clients and setting up a 90-day follow-up with all of our investment clients. So we're just trying to be more high touch, being in contact with people. Some of them are orphan clients. And so we just feel that if we're not touching base with them, somebody else will be touching base with them, right?
Yeah, let me throw something out at you guys. I download my AUM every month. Okay. And, I go in there, go into the CRM and I download it. And then what I'll do is just randomly scan. So let me give you an example of a situation I found and these people and Bree rescheduled them. A little over a year ago, they came into the market in June of 2019. They, on their own, decided that they thought it was a great idea to sell their and move to a money market account. I have them do that. And they did it on their own. And they did it almost at the market bottom. Okay. And, I was looking through this stuff. She rescheduled and I got on the phone with them and I had told this guy, he was adamant about it. I knew they'd done it. And I'm looking back through. And yesterday I got back with him. We're dollar cost averaging them back in the market. But the guy's just so risk averse. Now he's wanted to do, we're going to end up doing, which I told him I wouldn't do it. Okay. But he's got it all in money market, doing a fixed indexed annuity. The point being is, guys, if you'll download your list and just be your AUM, just kind of look through it, you're going to see things in there that are going to cause you to say, maybe this is somebody I need to follow up on. And you want to just do it consistently. You know, I do it every month. I've been doing it forever and ever and ever. And I'll just glance at it and then you can see what's going on, that kind of thing. So anyway, hey, Daniel Gilbert, Daniel's one of my guys, did a great job on Sunday night. I hear all kinds of stuff. Tell us what you're doing, Daniel. Daniel Gilbert. Gilbert. Oh, where's he at? All you guys, y'all just sitting back and having fun, right? Okay.
Roy, it's actually Jamie.
Hey, Jamie, what's going on? The ball.
Yeah, not much. We are just kind of getting started on the Sales Team Pro thing and using it for follow-up, trying to get the database built up, trying to just follow up. And I've separated out clients who have emails and don't have emails. And so I'm going through that don't have email list. And
you know how to do that. You know how to easily do it. You know how to easily do it?
How to easily what?
Do the email, have email, don't have emails. Here, I'll do that.
Yes. Okay. Yes, I've done it.
So if you go into Advanced Find, you can go to email is empty and hit sort, guys. And it will, for some of you, if you're trying to find emails, let me show you while we're talking. But go ahead, Jamie. I'm going to do this real quick. There's a lot of
That's okay. That's mainly what we're using it for. And then, you know, we're working on the campaigns and doing a lot of learning right now.
Very good.
This is a fantastic tool. I'm very, very excited about this.
And just to kind of give you an idea, Daniel and Jamie, they're $300,000 earners. I have a few RVPs, but doing a lot of personal production. How much? Do you have any idea what the assets under management personal is?
Oh, he tells me all the time, and that, you know, bounces off of me a lot.
I think it's like 50 million or something like
that. Yeah, it's up there.
So if we go to email is empty, do you see that, guy? So if you go in there and you just put email is empty and you hit search, it's going to give you the list of those people that you don't have an email on that you can call and follow up and do. If you want to go in and find people that the email is, you have email addresses, you can go in and the email is not empty. Okay, that means that's the list of those that have an email. And then you might say, you know, email that's not empty, and I'm going to put in a certain zip code, and then I can do old school methods and do what? I can go in, send an email out, and let them know you're going to be in their area over the weekend, and you can drop in on those people because they all live in one zip. So you've got, and you can also, by the way, select this if you want to, and you can print that if you're going to go out and, you know, want to have a printed list. So you've got all those kind of little things that you can do here. All right, we're going to close it up. Got a couple more people on the call on. Let's see here. Mike Armendariz, you talked about, you know, the idea behind getting busy and going to work and doing that kind of stuff. I see Mike still on there.
Hey, Roy, can I interject something just really quick?
Yes, Dave.
On the Q&A things, people have been asking about the Androids. If you're lucky enough to have an Android phone on the voice notes, if you go to the contact card and hit that upload button, you're going to get the option to use your voice recorder app on your phone. So you can bypass a step. You can just go right to that contact card, hit the button, record your note, and as soon as you're done, it'll upload it.
Oh, wow. So you don't have to upload it. You don't have to record it, then upload it. You can actually just go to the contact card and do it.
Yeah, so y'all should get Android phones instead of Apples.
There you go. Yeah. All right, gotcha. All right, Mikey.
You got to put that disclaimer that he owns Android
stock. So, Mikey, here's what I'll do. We got 2 minutes left. I want you to take one, and I'm going to call one more person to close it.
Well, you know, one of the things you're saying, Roy, and I was talking about, Rick Susie used to talk about. So that thing you're going to cover next month, the technology meets tenacity. And Rick used to always say lists, 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 like that last comment you made there where you could go to zip code or do any of those things. I think if it was you're trying to compress timeframes, if you would take that and print that stuff out, man, you should have a list in your car. You should have a list next to you at all time. It's kind of like, you know, I studied for securities when I had a job, and I studied at my job and a little bit at home. So if you're only trying to work now just on your computer versus having a little bit of old school so you can be tenacious, make some calls when you're driving. I've been to Nashville a million times. There's traffic, man. There's 45 minutes where if you just start going down the list, you're going to have to be your own Brie until you could afford to hire one. And more importantly, learn how to do what she's doing and following up. But one of the things that hit me when she was talking, her 20 to 30 follow-ups, that's like, okay, so we got technology and you got some tenacity, making 20 to 40 phone calls, following up birthdays. Look at all those lists that you could have in your car, not just when you're by your desk. And 20 to 30, 40, man, that's 1,200 damn physical contacts. That other list that you had was good. I'm gonna have my girl print out, which is empty email lists. And of course, I'm gonna get some bad numbers, but I'm thinking, think about Brie. I think she's doing such a great job, but she doesn't have any scar tissue or some preconceived rejection issue like most Primericans do. And I'm not talking about people on here, I'm just talking people in general. So man, just do your dials, 1,200 contacts a month, and that's 14,400 in a year, man. You're not gonna run into somebody, get out of here, man.
Hey, here's the thing about it. And what you're saying, guys, are you telling me that getting free is not worth picking this little phone up and following up on 20 people a day? Are you telling me that? Are you really telling me that getting free is not worth just and on top of that, you got a list and then you got in the background, it's running behind you to tee them up. So when you call them and you can say, hey, did you get the email I sent? Guys, we just got to get busy, all right? Because it's worth getting busy. How about that? So with
see
that,
in Florida that, next
I will
week.
See. Yeah, I'll see you in Florida next week. We're on our next golf outing, once a month, every month, and
keeping the streak alive.
Hey guys, that's what it's all about. Hey, thanks for coming today. We will talk to you next week. See you later.